Evan Wigg runs the Farmers Guild, an organization designed to help new and young farmers enter the world of agriculture. In his work, he hears one refrain over and over. People want to become farmers, but they can't afford land.
Particularly in areas where you're close to markets that you could potentially sell to are simply cost prohibitive. You have huge development pressure. It's hard to compete.
Sonoma County prides itself on having a rich agricultural heritage, Wigg says. But today, that's mostly just image.
Sonoma County produces a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the food that we eat. And why is that? And what can we do to try to bring that number up?
Enter the Sonoma County Food Systems Alliance, a group of people, private and public organizations who want to see more food grown locally. Misty Arias is with the Sonoma County Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District. It's a publicly funded organization that purchases land to keep it in agriculture or as open space. Arias says the group's goals have a lot of facets.
Economically viable farmers, locally produced food for the community, food equality, and that folks aren't going without healthy, affordable food. There's land available for farmers to farm. You know, you can imagine it's a complex system.
Both Wigg and Arias are helping to organize an event on Thursday this week at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds called Growing Our Farms. Its goal is to get landowners and eager farmers talking to each other.
To get together and to learn about resources available to them to help them either identify areas where they can lease and get into farming or funding sources.
And the acreage that young farmers want? Wigg says it's not a ton.
Most of the folks that we work with are first-generation farmers coming at it, and some of them are interns, some of them are just starting their first farm, and they're actually looking at 1 acre, 2 acres. So what are the opportunities and where are the gaps in our food system and agricultural system that prohibit these young folks from getting started?
Within the county and state, there are a few nonprofits and funding sources to help farmers and landowners join forces, and part of Thursday's task will be educating people about those. For many landowners, Aria says, leasing land to farmers isn't first and foremost about money. Some are folks who've been farming or ranching for years and are now ready for retirement, but don't have heirs who can take over.
Who really want the land to stay in agriculture but can't do it themselves. They really are looking for folks to lease land to keep their own land in agriculture, maybe that's been in ag for 5 generations. Also, we have a lot of, in Sonoma County, absentee landowners who maybe they use their land here as like a vacation home. And having a presence on the property can provide them with some peace of mind. Also can help with, if it's grazing, for instance, helps manage the vegetation and helps reduce the risk of fire. So there's all kinds of benefits, I think, to private landowners in that way. Also can generate a small amount of revenue.
Wigg says the rewards can also show up on dinner plates.
Imagine getting a delivery of fresh produce to your doorstep every single week.
That's a delivery he's betting could be a lot more common. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.